from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Honestly, this Sasek baseball team, all right, Come on. Honestly, are we really outraged over them losing last night? We know this team ain't going nowhere. What's the outrage for?
No, I'm not even angry. It's just, what are we doing? Like,
we've been doing the same thing that they've been doing all year.
Why would you bunt in that? And the bunt was so bad. This is the part that's masked by the whole interference thing. The bunt was so bad that I got thrown at third base.
He'll get over it.
The whole Brandon Ayuk situation has been very interesting, because last year he had a career season, obviously. And I've heard a lot of fans, we've talked to a lot of fans who think that it's been Brock Purdy who elevated Brandon Ayuk. That could be fair, as Brock Purdy enters his third season in the NFL. He enters his second season as the full-time starter with the San Francisco 49ers. And you think about third-year leaps a lot of these players have made, all the great ones, right? All the great ones have made third year. Dan Marino made a leap in his second year. Tom Brady won a Super Bowl in his second year. Mahomes, first year starting in his second season in the NFL, threw for 50 touchdowns. You know what I'm saying? Phillip Rivers, when he got a chance. All these guys. And so as we enter the third year of Brock Purdy, when we think about last season, it was a dream year. It was an iconic year. Franchise record for passing yards. I mean, that's not to scoff at. When a franchise had John Brody, Frankie Albert, like I did that. Joe Montana, Steve Young. And Brock Purdy, fifth in the league in passing yards. And they blew a lot of teams out and didn't throw the ball in the fourth quarter. Think about pass attempts, yards per pass attempt. And he's number two in the league. And you think about the 31 touchdown passes and the 11 picks and the rating and everything like that. What are the expectations for Brock Purdy for Niner fans right now? 888-957-9570. And I'm just going to work off the premise that they don't have Brandon Ayuk. I'm going to just say Brandon Ayuk's not on this football team, Niner fans. 888-957-9570. What are the realistic expectations for Brock Purdy in his third season? Can he top what he did last year, where he was fifth in the league in passing yards, third in the league in touchdown passes, all right, first in the league in QBR? You look at his completion percentage, nearly 70%. Nearly 70%. Can he get even better?
I mean, he only took 28 sacks last year. And I think he does a great job getting rid of the ball. And I think that evading a free rusher, he does a great job as well. Can he get better at the completion stuff without Ayuk? That's going to be hard, because you do have to stretch the field. You can't just throw all the short stuff. You'll see in the league now, 65% is the old 60, 55% in terms of completion percentage, because there's a lot of smoke screens and short stuff that everybody's completing now. He's excellent on all the short stuff. But where he really, was unbelievably accurate is the deep ball and the intermediate stuff. And that's what separated him and Jimmy Garoppolo. And then the ability to make plays when there is no play there with your legs, think about that play with George Kittle in the Green Bay game where he rolled out right and threw a perfect dime on the move. I mean, that's the the perfect symbolism of what Brock Purdy has done this year or last year. They were one of the top ranked offenses in almost every single category.
Every category.
But I think maintaining that would be, if they did it without Brandon Ayuk, it would have a lot to do with Shanahan and Purdy.
We all say one of his number one traits is the processing pre-snap at the line of scrimmage, knowing where to go with the football. Him and Shanahan are in lockstep in the way they think the game, in the passing game or whatnot. And now as you get more experience in the league, the game slows down for you. It's a fact. Everybody says it, right? Well, it slows down for you with more reps, more experience, more playing time. The game slows down for you. You start to see all the defenses. You start to see all the exotic blitzes, and you get better. And you start the age. At least the great ones do. And I feel like Brock Purdy right now is pretty damn good. And so when I look at his third year, look, this is the first time in a long time we haven't had a quarterback controversy. There's been no question who the quarterback here is or who the quarterback is in San Francisco. And really, with that, that was put to bed in week 1 against Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, he's our guy.
Well, it was the health.
He's our guy.
Yeah.
And he had MVP numbers. He played like an MVP. What can he do to get better? Because there's, you know, even without Ayuk, like, how does he elevate? And that's the exciting part. If they do trade Brandon Ayuk, I don't think the season's lost. I think the Niners are still a damn good football team. And I would actually be excited to see, wow, can Brock Purdy elevate the likes of Juwan Jennings? Can he elevate the likes of Chris Conley? Can he elevate the likes of Ricky Pearsall if he gets on the football field? How does he make Debo better? How does he make George Kittle better? George Kittle had one of his best seasons last year, and nobody even talked about it. He went over 1,000 yards with no problem. Didn't we also forget when Brock Purdy first came into the lineup against the Miami Dolphins? Debo got hurt in that Tampa Bay game. I think people forget that. He got hurt in the Tampa Bay game. And that offense, they had a short week in Seattle. That was a slugfest in the NFC West. But I think they threw up 37 on the Commanders. They beat the Raiders in overtime. And Brock and Kittle and Ayuk were making sweet music together. So even without Debo that year, now the equalizer obviously was Trent Williams being at left tackle. You need big Trent at left tackle. But I want to ask Niner fans, 888-957-9570, what are your expectations for Brock Purdy this third season? Because we've been so into the weeds on Brandon Ayuk. Let's talk about the guys who are on the football field. And Brock Purdy's on the field, Shasky. David Fremont, what's happening? You're on the roast. Dave, what's happening?
Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing today?
Oh, man, you were close. We're good.
Yeah, I feel it, too. I just wanted to make one quick point. I'm all in on the Brock Purdy. All the stuff that you guys were saying earlier, one thing that I wanted to mention is for one of the things that we talk about him not being able to throw the ball downfield. He actually had a 99.9 passer rating on targets of 20 plus yards more down the field. He was number one in the league. So I'm just looking at him. It can only go up from here. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, like you guys said, this is the first year in a while that we're not going in with the QB controversy. So.
Dave, real quick. Do you think he can replicate the success he had last season without a Brandon Ayuk?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, man. Well, the 49ers sure seem to think so, because if they didn't, then they would already be bringing Brandon Ayuk in. It'll be tough. it'll be tough, but you know, he's got the smarts. He's got the know-how. I don't see him having any problems spreading the ball around. Will the offense take a step back? Probably. But that's why we have Shanahan, right? That's his whole thing is, you know, the offensive schemes and everything like that. So, I guess we have to just trust that. And as much I want Brandon, I wish Brandon was staying. Like I love Brandon Ayuk. But you know, I expect Purdy to have a great season. I expect the 49ers to be in the Super Bowl at the end. And this year, hopefully we're hoisting that Lombardi. You guys have a great day.
You too.
I just wonder, cause like with Jimmy, it there reached a point where everything was beyond the numbers. Right. Like, oh, he threw for, you know, whatever and threw this many touchdowns and it, none of it really mattered. People didn't obsess about the numbers and it was like beyond the numbers. That was right. The conversation. Can he win in the playoffs and can he lead this team on a game winning drive in December and in January? And I feel like with Brock, it's not so much about the numbers. Like, I know everyone's gonna like the downfield passing. He's number one. And like, if they don't have Brandon Ayuk, that's going to take a hit. Right. But I think it's beyond the numbers. Like, can you win your 11, 12 games, win the division, and then what does it look like in the playoffs? You know, like, are we in control or is it frenetic and we're having a multiple turnover game? Like, to me, it's beyond just the, you know, what's his passer rating? What's his completion rating? Right. Can he throw for 35 touchdowns? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I think he's in a weird spot, in a good spot because he's established himself, but in a weird spot where it's now the only things that really are going to change people's minds are like game-winning drives and Super Bowls. It's a great spot to be in for a young player.
You know, even though he's struggled in the playoffs for the most part, he does get credit for when it was money time in the fourth quarter. He led them on a drive against Green Bay. He led them back from 24-7 against the Detroit Lions in the NFC Championship game. And quite frankly, when they needed to make some plays in the fourth quarter, I know the 3rd and 5 didn't make it, got batted at the line of scrimmage, but they did score. They didn't move the ball when they needed to, when they fell behind the Kansas City Chiefs in that Super Bowl. We've seen, a big enough sample size to where the first 2 years of Brock Purdy's postseason, it's been a lot better than, say, Peyton Manning's first 2 years in the postseason. And I'm not comparing Brock Purdy to Peyton Manning, but that's the quarterback struggle. That's why I never got so down on Jimmy in 2019. Because when you look at this league and you look at the numbers in the playoffs with a lot of these quarterbacks, you're going to struggle. You're playing the best of the best. The weather gets a little colder. You're playing more hard-hitting defenses. It's rare where a quarterback just comes in and just lights it up. Like even the greatest show on turf, when they advanced to the Super Bowl and won that first Super Bowl against the Tennessee Titans, they beat the Bucs 11-6 in the NFC Championship game.
Well, it's one of the great defenses.
But that's my point. No matter how good your offense is, you're going to run into a defense that is legit, that's going to take away things that your offense will not be able to do and matriculate the football down the field. So the numbers are going to look wonky at times in the playoffs with all these quarterbacks. Ben Roethlisberger's first Super Bowl, he was awful.
Yeah, but like the Jimmy thing, I guess where I come down, it's not that he looked bad. It's that he literally could not move the ball in the fourth quarter of all the playoff games. If you just go back and you look at his numbers in the fourth quarter and then horrific turnovers in the second half.
Well, Super Bowl, put on Shanahan. We don't need to revisit that.
Brock's already been better in the fourth quarter than Jimmy ever was in playoff games.
He's been better in the fourth quarter than Peyton Manning his first couple of years.
Yeah, no doubt. And Lamar's been terrible in almost every playoff game but the one he won this year.
There's a lot of quarterbacks who struggle in the playoffs, especially in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, but a lot of those I don't believe this 100%, but this is the argument against Brock. Yeah, but a lot of those other teams don't have 8 All-Pros or, you know, 7 All-Pros.
Peyton Manning had Marvin Harrison, Edgerrin James, Dallas Clark, Reggie Wayne, Brandon Stokely, Tariq Glenn at left tackle from Cal Berkeley.
I don't think anyone was saying Stokely, but I hear you.
But he was the first, like, slot wide receiver that we really was like, wow, that's the Y button on the joystick. He's sick in a slot. You know what I'm saying? He had ballers. Ballers. Ballers! Let's go to Oreo Cookie in Oakland. Oreo Cookie, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Good morning.
What's happening?
What I do expect from Purdy is consistency. He didn't have too many oh-no throws last year, but I think he'll have even less this year. His decision-making is top-notch. He's going to spread the ball around regardless of who the wide receivers are, and now it's up to the wide receivers who are out there to catch it. Now, before I do leave, I do want to give a special shout-out to my son, Aiden. First day of high school, class 28. He's going to Westmont. He's a Warrior.
Oh.
Warriors for life, baby.
Let's go, Westmont. Let's go. By the way, shout out to my niece, Nai-Nai. Had her orientation for 7th grade yesterday. She's at a charter school that goes 7 through 12. So she had her orientation yesterday. My guy, Matthew Dew, just had lunch with him at Jack's Restaurant. Got into Mills High School. He's going to be in their journalism program. He starts high school today. So all the kids start high school this week. Wow. And middle school. And new schools. And TK. And pre-K. Little Benny. But only missed Monday because he had to take his kid to school.
You okay, bud?
He was crying.
Yeah, he was. But he's
wait,
powering
you
through
or him?
No, not me. Jade was very delayed. We got breakfast right after. And then she started bawling a little bit. Aww. But it's all right.
It's okay if you cry too, dude.
No, I just didn't. I just was really hungry too, so it's all right.
So that's really why you were crying.
Boy, I don't really get to eat at this hour of the day, like a nice breakfast. Like, that's the one thing we do miss throughout the week. Like, we don't get like a nice, you know, well, you guys get out of 10, but I don't.
So question.
How good was that?
Did
10
he
to
know anybody?
Shift?
This was TK or pre-K or what?
TK. So okay. It's like a relatively new thing. It's like a California specific. So it's like that tweener age where you're done with preschool,
right. But
you're not quite old enough for kindergarten. So they call it transitional kindergarten.
Yeah, no,
but
no,
it gets
no.
their foot in the door for elementary school, basically. Yeah, yeah. And they have all like this. He can count to 20.
Did he know anybody
ABC.
In the class?
He knew one girl named June. Yeah, that lives near us, which is nice.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Because, you know, that could be very intimidating.
And he vied with the teacher the first day, which was very important.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that's perfect. Yeah.
Was he holding your hand and clinging to you or your wife?
Both. We both held his hand.
Oh,
and he liked that. Yeah.
Little Benny.
Yeah, he's doing a good job, though. I'm very proud of him.
Yeah, I remember when Chez went to her first day at Montessori school. We dropped her off. We go downtown. We listen to you guys. Shasky's freaking out after the Bengals game, saying the season was over. I remember I called in.
I did not say the season was
he
over.
He was freaking out.
Look at you.
He was freaking out.
No, we were being both crushing him that day.
Crushing what are they doing right these days? Wait one thing. It was doom and gloom. It was unbelievable. Then your boy had to, the king
highly
had to come,
rated show.
The king had to come back on Tuesday and set everything in order and calm the waters. But then we get back to
the
house.
Until the second quarter of the Green Bay playoff game where Kirk Cousins was back on the table.
Well, a playoff game is a little different than week 7 of the regular season. Then Anna didn't cry until like an hour before. Before, no, she's going to be in college. It's like, dude, wait a minute. Like,
whoa. She hit you with that?
Wait, calm down. Whoa.
This is free school right now. I'm not paying for college yet.
Let's get through her first date when she's like 14 years old. Then let's start freaking out here. Gosh.
Bonte answers the door to that first date. What up, OG?
Oh, dude. Oh.
What's up, Chief?
Hey.
What's up, Chief?
Close the door in the kid's face.
Hey, she's gonna have problems. Boys coming over. Boy coming over our house. He's gonna be checked quick. Shook down, checking pockets.
Gotta kiss the ring of the king.
Bonte's good. I want you to bring your 401k receipts. I would like you to bring your W-2s.
Dude, I'm checking
Ancestry.com.
I'm checking for condoms. I'm checking for everything. Everything,
Bonte's
homie.
Bonte's gonna hit up all his police friends for a profile.
Ain't nothing going down in this house, homie.
Please put your fingerprints here.
Let me introduce you to Chris Mullen. Ever heard of him? Yeah, here he is.
He's a shooter.
He's a knockdown shooter.
He's a knockdown shooter.
He's a shooter. Willa Marin.
Hey, Will.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.